What up, everybody? This is That Weird Show, and of course, I am your weird host, The Shadow. Let me turn off the AC. It is a little bit of a warm day today, but still a pretty nice day for this time of year. And before I get into the meat of tonight topic, I do want to say a couple of things. First off, to everybody that have been watching and following and, you know, sharing this out, I appreciate each and every one of you. And as I've said this before, I cannot make this show successful without your guys' help, because there's no such thing as a show without an audience. Also, this show is streaming on Parapost Network Central. And if you don't know what Parapost is, it is a page on Facebook that you can check out that's got all kinds of other podcasts ranging in topic from, you know, paranormal, mystery, conspiracy, TV, movies, and even some spiritual matters such as my other podcast, Rebel Faith. So head on over to Facebook, look for Parapost Network Central, and if you have your own show, you can reach out to them, and they'll be more than happy to get you set up to stream your show to this page and reach another spectrum of audience. All right, now that I've got that out of the way, it's time to kind of get into the bulk of the show, which is, it's an interesting show, an interesting topic, because it's something that I had briefly talked about before a few months back when this discovery was first being, you know, pushed to the public view. And that is the Khafre anomaly. If you don't know what that is, the Khafre anomaly is something that was discovered beneath the pyramids of Giza. Not just one pyramid, but the three big ones. And so let's kind of backtrack a little bit. Now, we all know that ancient Egypt is old, and there's been some questions about just how old it really is, you know, because of some anomalies that have been found within the Great Sphinx, within the pyramids themselves, as well as some of the unique construction and alignment that's been found all over ancient Egypt. Now, the Khafre anomaly is something that was discovered beneath the pyramid later last year, I want to say. So, I mean, it's a fairly recent discovery. And what they did was they used a technique called synthetic aperture radar. And then they coupled that with another one called a Doppler tomography scan. So when they did both of these scans, and they took all this information and they fed it into a computer to create something of a 3D model and interpret or analyze the data, what came back was something that we would normally only find in like fantasy book or adventure book, something that we might see on Ancient Aliens or in a Raiders of the Lost or Indiana Jones franchise story somewhere. But what they found was six massive structures, cylindrical. They don't know if these are solid or if they are hollow, but there appeared to be a spiral structure on the outside of them that looked like there might be a spiral pathway. And of course, you know, there have been a few other things that have raised questions about this. But here, let me get this image up here to show you. Now, again, this is just what the computer was able to put out based on the data that was collected from the scan. Now, what's interesting is that, if I'm not mistaken, these structures are lined up in the perfect north and south, much like the pyramid. And as you can see, they go down for a good distance. Now, if this image is to scale, then these structures are something that you would expect to see in like downtown New York or any major city, really. I can't imagine how long these must have taken to be built, if they are in fact man-made structures. Now, I'm kind of, you know, riding the line here, because on the one hand, I am of the mind to think that there is more to the human history than what we think. And it doesn't conflict with my faith. To me, if this does turn out to be man-made, it isn't going to contradict biblical teaching. If anything, it's most likely going to fill in a few gaps. Now, from a scientific perspective, this discovery has the potential to put a lot of scientists out of work, or perhaps even in legal trouble because of certain, you know, positions that were held by the academic community. We've all heard the speculation of how certain elements within the academic community have taken control over what we're taught and what we learn. You know, the push to maintain a narrative, whether it is to control power, whether it is to control, you know, tenure, because some of these people make their living off of their book that they sell, the lecture that they give. And if it turns out that they were completely wrong about something, then, you know, there goes their money. So that's one of the things that this discovery had the potential to do. This could completely change everything we've ever thought about history, and even challenges evolution. Is carbon-14 dating the best way to date things? Is the idea of where the layers lay as a method for, you know, another method for dating certain objects or, you know, time period? This could all be rewritten. Now, as I said, when this first came out, this was a really interesting topic, and I started seeing videos about people, you know, trying to share this out, because this is one of those discoveries that it's just, you come across it and you're like, is this real? So you start to do some research, you start to find out that yes, there really is a report that talks about this, and, you know, some of these images that are showing up are actual images from the test that's been done. And this just adds a whole nother layer of mystery around ancient Egypt. Because, you know, we know about the mysteries around the pyramid, how, you know, mainstream academia tells us that this was a tomb, and yet there's no evidence that this was ever a tomb. And one of the reasons why I personally don't think this was ever a tomb is because I am not an educated person, in the sense that I can consider myself any kind of expert or, you know, intellectual that covered this sort of thing. But what I can say is that everything that I have ever read, every picture that I have ever come across, every television show, anytime there is something regarding the tomb of the pharaohs, all the walls have hieroglyphs that tell the life of the pharaoh, that tells the life of the person that's in the tomb. And yet you do not see any of that inside these pyramids. We're talking centuries of tradition. Why break it for just these three structures if they are in fact tombs? Of course, there's also the mystery of the Grand Gallery. There's the mystery of the void that's been detected above the Grand Gallery. There's the chamber beneath the pyramid with tubes that, or I should say shaft that point in specific direction. They're cut in specific measurement. And there's so many strange things with the pyramid. And then you add on these new anomalies beneath it. And of course, some people like to go off into the ancient alien theory, you know, if that's your shtick, then go with that. But like I said, I feel that if these turn out to be true, this has nothing to do with aliens, has nothing to do with, you know, time traveling. I really feel that these are just the remnant of past human human presence. This should make us question the timeline of human civilization. This should make us question what we've been taught. And here's the thing. This discovery now creates a problem. Because if we're not allowed to question the so-called expert, then what else has been hidden from us? What else are we being lied to about? The whole point of knowledge is the pursuit. You don't get knowledge just by sitting around and just taking everything at face value. You get knowledge by exploring, studying, being there. So the second half of this is ever since the first little trickles of this report getting out, ever since this first little bit of, you know, people on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, everywhere else started to talk about this, what happened? We started seeing conflict pop out. We start, you know, we're in the middle of a political changeover here in the United States. We've got this war with Russia and Ukraine. We've had, you know, everything started to happen, and now all of a sudden, this anomaly seemed to have just kind of faded away. Why? If this discovery is so groundbreaking, if this discovery has the potential to, you know, upend careers, I can see how somebody would go in there and just shut everything down to protect their interest, whether it be an academic interest, a political interest, or a money interest. This is something that we've seen happen with Göbekli Tepe. When Göbekli Tepe first was discovered, you know, and they started to dig everything up, and the carbon dating started to be released to the public as to how old this thing is, and it was proof that we really don't know that much about our own history, we lead ourselves to believe. We really don't. So all of a sudden, this company, for first we started seeing some wars that came very close to Göbekli Tepe. So that kind of slowed things down. Then all of a sudden, over the last few years, a private company comes in, buys the whole area, and starts building tourist walkways on top of the site that hasn't been dug up yet, even though they have confirmed that there's more stuff down there. Of course, they say, well, we're trying to preserve the history. We're trying to make sure the future generation. How do you know what's really down there if you're not going to dig it up? And if you're trying to preserve history, shouldn't you at least find out what the history is? So my concern is that the same thing that's going to happen here with the Khafre anomaly? Are we going to see some private billionaire or somebody even bigger than that? Because we all know that, you know, there are certain people who are so rich and so powerful, we don't even know who they are. We don't know their faces, their name. What if some private company or entity steps in by the Khafre anomaly or, you know, somehow influences the government to completely lock this thing up? Is that what's happening? Is that something we're going to see? I certainly hope not. Because this is a crazy discovery. I want to know more. Don't you? My other concern is, like I mentioned earlier, a political one. Because if you remember my episode of Gilgamesh, when the scientist or when an archaeologist discovered the place of Gilgamesh Bur, the city that he ruled from, and then they believe they found where he was buried. If you know anything about the legend of Gilgamesh, how his tomb is actually known as the Resurrection Chamber, within months, one of the Iraq wars break out. The expedition gets shut down. They're pushed off to dig. The U.S. military comes in and starts taking stuff out of the ground in the middle of the night and then just disappear. Where we see something like that happen with Egypt. Who stands to lose the most if this turns out to be true or an actual thing? One theory I have that might be worth looking into is that this discovery, if they actually get in there and do the research and get all this information, what if they realize that the people that claim to have some sort of connection to the heritage of ancient Egypt aren't really the right people? What if this completely changes their claim to that country? Like I said, money and power are very dangerous things in the hands of the wrong people, and it certainly is. And we're seeing that. But if you want to know more about the Carver Anomaly, I encourage you to dig around. If you're part of an organization that likes to preserve archaeological history and keep things in motion so that we can continue to learn more about who we are, reach out to them. Have them push the envelope. Have them reach out to elected officials. What kind of pressure can we apply here to try to get some more answers from the Carver Anomaly? So many things to talk about in the world today. So one thing I'm probably going to do is just go ahead and call that a show. I am going to be working on a couple of episodes. I know one I want to do about some of the astronomical discovery that's been happening. So amazing discoveries, and one that I hope to be able to see with my own eyes, the potential for the star known as Betelgeuse to go supernova in our lifetime. What an amazing sight that'll be. But never stick with the first story they tell you. Dig deep. Question everything. But, as I say at the end of every show, be smart, be safe, and be kind to one another, because you never know. Your one act of kindness could change somebody's life. And as always, stay weird, people.